And you'd get close to water and build your house there on your own land. If you had a spring on it, you went to the spring to build your house.
I see.
Then you'd go and take two buckets, go into the spring, bring one person, bring two buckets of water back. Well, one of them would be a cedar bucket, and that is your drinking water, and the other one was to cook with.
I see. What'd you put milk in? Again, when you were young,
You kept it in the spring.
But how did you collect the milk? Did you use the same cedar bucket, or?
But you had
different.
I just don't recollect, but they had something they put it in and sunk it in that spring.
Mm-hmm. Later on, what did you milk into? In other words, how did you catch the milk later on?
I don't know. We'd go and get that out every night, just for supper time, you know, and bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Certain part of it.
When did you start to use metal? Something made out of metal to catch milk or carry milk?
No, I don't know. It was everything was stone jars, nearly, you know.
Was it?
Way back on it, all stone. I can't recollect when they started using metal.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that's a if it's made out of metal, would you call it a pail or a bucket?
Cans.
Just cans.
Milk cans, you know. When I was selling, had milk cans.
Mm-hmm.
And cream too. I believe I started selling cream in 1915 or 16.
Is that right?
Way back then. And I bought these cans.
These are the big metal cans.
That's about 5 gallon cans, about that high.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have got to make them 10 gallons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I use 5 gallons.
And when you, did you ever use did you ever use the word pail for anything?
Pail was called, that's a tin or a metal bucket. Mm-hmm. Pail is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a can, it's a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Old time they called them pails.
And how did you feed the hogs? Was that a pail or a bucket?
Well, you took all your waste up around your table and things, cooking in there and put in a pail. And you had a, way back in the olden times, you go out the woods and find you a hollow tree, cut it down, bust it open. And if you could find a piece of plank, you nail it over each end of it, and you had a hog trough.
Oh, I see.
And then you took this waste up from the table, cut it out there and put it in there. Mm-hmm. You didn't have that, well, you put water in there and give them some corn. That's all we had to feed on then. Wasn't no such thing as a ground hog feed.
And that's the first time I'd ever heard about the trough that way.
What would your mother say if she wanted you to feed the hogs? She said, pick up the what?
She said, get that bucket over and go slop them hogs.
Uh-huh. So you call it the slop bucket?
Call it a slop bucket.
Put that in the slop bucket?
Uh-huh. It's in a pail, but it's called slop bucket. I got one now. Sitting out there where we loaded the hog the other day, I ain't got no hog now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slop bucket. If I send him out to hunt for a slop bucket, he knows exactly what to go get.
Did you ever hear it called a swill bucket?
Well, yeah.
But you said slop more often.
Right. Swill bucket is where you sour some minutes, you know, for a hog.
I don't know that. that's
Well, you still could call it a slop bucket, but swill bucket is, if I recollect right, is something you got some kind of grain or something you want to sour it in, and then give it to a hog. I may be wrong.
Well, that's interesting.
I might be wrong.
I say, wouldn't you be more comfortable over the rocker?
No,
I'm
sorry.
I'm going to shut you out here. how about when I was talking about